Five on five in five. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024. Welcome to a new month, a new week, a new Monday.
Whoa.
It's a lot happening all at once.
Yeah. And welcome to a new year. April Fools.
It's April Fools. Yes. Keep your guard up, folks, because you're going to have that person in your life who's going to catch you with something, whether it's a prank or a joke or a misdirection. Just be aware.
Just be aware.
Are you down for like April Fools jokes? Or are you somebody who like just can't handle like,
Like nobody does April Fool's jokes anymore.
Yeah, I feel like it's like an internet, like, I'm going to change, I'm going to post, I'm retiring, or I'm going to post, and it's all obvious.
Now. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I don't know if I can say this on. There was an older man who was very annoying at my old job in North Dakota. So this is like right out of college. And we did certain things that would make him mad. Like, he hated when anyone used his trash can. So we would put like our old food in it. And like just like certain things like that. Yeah. We would do pranks on him.
Yeah.
That was the only pranks I've ever done in my life. And I'm sorry to that man.
My best one was at my first station in Louisiana.
Okay.
And you know how mice, whatever you use on your computer, however you want to say it, are optical now. They don't have a little roller. They have that little tracker. So if you put a little piece of tape or piece of paper on it, you can't use my mouse. Went around the entire newsroom, did it to every single one in there. So like 35 of them I put tape and paper on.
My God.
So everybody came to work like trying to use their mouse and was just like, what is going on here? Like, Steven, put tape on your mouse.
And that is brilliant.
I was just snickering in the background. You know, nobody's at work yet, so.
There's an opportunity here.
There is. And I just outed myself on the podcast. It's going to be great. We'll get to that. We'll let you know how that goes. I might not have a job tomorrow. We'll see. Let's talk about our forecast, courtesy of meteorologist Randy Rico, real quick. Okay, we do have three straight weather impact days, so very important to be aware over the next few days. Possibly 2 to 3 inches, maybe 4, not out of the question. It all comes with rounds of strong and severe storms in this as well. So things are pretty quiet through the morning, early afternoon. We will get showers midday, but stronger storms coming around 6 p.m.-ish, and then that threat lingers overnight. Hail, strong winds, even a tornado cannot be ruled out. So have your plan ready. Have a way to get notified, especially if you're sleeping. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we'll get more rain and storms most of the day with another round of severe and stronger storms in the evening. That's Tuesday evening. And then Wednesday, we will cool off. Gray scry. What is a gray scry? Gray skies.
Gray skies.
Gray skies. I swear I can read and speak at the same time. And then we'll get some lingering showers as well on that Wednesday in the 40s as well. Good news, it will be dry Friday and through the weekend, but looking 40s, 50s, 60s throughout the weekend. And then the eclipse coverage, the eclipse forecast is still coming into focus, but we are looking dry and warmish, hoping for sun. We will get to that.
We will.
And keep our fingers crossed,
because that's the thing.
We all want to look up with our glasses on and then take them off for totality.
I can't think about it. It actually, it makes me anxious.
It does, because we've been, you and I being stargazers, celestial enthusiasts ourselves, have
once
been waiting
in a lifetime.
On this. Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not once in a lifetime, blah, blah, blah. Sure, there's one in 2099, Stephen. You know, I mean, I'm not betting on being here.
I mean, I saw the one in 2017, so this is just another one in my lifetime.
Okay, well, I did too, so.
Okay, let's get to our headlines before Megan and I get too off the rails, which I'm sure will happen again here soon. Okay, first up, we do have a man in court accused in a deadly shooting that left children running from a busy neighborhood park this weekend. This person is expected to be in front of a judge for the first time. The shooting claimed the life of a 37-year-old. Right now, 22-year-old Kimani Cephas is expected in court facing that murder charge. Neighborhood camera captures the terrifying moment. Shots were fired, and you can see kids running in broad daylight. Now, police identified the man who was shot and killed as Jonathan Calhoun, 37-year-old. The suspect, Cephas, is being held at the Hamilton County Justice Center. We talked to a mom in the neighborhood. She had just pulled up to her house and was getting ready to bring her two-year-old and 10-month-old inside when that gunfire started. She just did what she could to protect her two kids. Now, she tells us that neighborhood is full of families, and they're pretty shaken up for that. Again, the suspect, Kimani Cephas, will be in court today at 9 a.m. for his arraignment, and we will have more on that as information comes out. Next up, we did have some breaking news with the house fire overnight.
That's right. So it was a pretty large house fire in Spring Grove Village. It happened around 1 a.m. on Doberer Avenue. You can actually see it on our website, WLWT.com, that there's some pretty serious damage to the roof and on the third floor of the home. So far, though, no injuries have been reported. The fire does appear to be out, but investigators say that One woman is now left without a home. The Red Cross is assisting her. And so far, investigators have not said what caused this fire, but smoke detectors in that home did alert that woman inside. Officials say the fire caused around $150,000 in damage.
All right, we're still a week out, but we are going to talk about the eclipse probably every day this week in some way, shape, or form. Today, we are talking eye safety. You're going to want to look up, but you need to do it at the right time with the proper safety over your eyes. And there's still time to get those glasses. Make sure they are ISO certified. You did a story on these specific glasses about making sure that they're the right ones.
The number is ISO 12312.
Okay.
So it has to say that stamped somewhere in the eyeglasses, and that shows that they are legit.
Legit. You need to get the legit ones. They are going fast as this eclipse is going to cover a good chunk of the country. But we did talk to a doctor about the best practice to keep your eyes safe.
One could argue you can look at it briefly, but I wouldn't even actually recommend that because that can actually cause permanent damage. And you won't even have any symptoms or anything like that. You won't know until hours later, and that could be absolutely terrible for your vision. If you have like a toddler, like a one-year-old or a six-month-old or something, you just keep them inside.
As she goes on to say, very important here, keep a close eye on your kids. They're going to want to look up out of curiosity, so make sure they have those glasses on. But if they're too young to kind of realize that, just keep them inside. I know you want to experience it together, but you got to make sure those kids are going to be safe. If you are driving, yes, it will be dark, but you have headlights on your car. Do not wear the glasses while you're driving, because when you get these glasses and you put them on, Megan and I, you and I have both had them
like
on.
99% opaque.
Yeah, it's just darkness because they're designed to look at a bright shining sun. So don't wear them driving, but other people in the car, probably a good idea to have them on just in case they're looking out the window and do want to look up. But it's just important to stay safe and protect your vision throughout. Okay, next up, if you have not filed your refund for your 2020 year, please do it soon.
That's right. The IRS says more than 940,000 people have not claimed their refunds. Those refunds are for the 2020 tax year. So especially if it was COVID just started and you never ended up doing that refund, now is the time because taxpayers have around 3 years to file that claim for the refund. So the deadline is coming soon. The IRS does say that claims need to be filed by May 17th. And for those who need to file, the IRS says get that relevant form from your employer or the IRS website. Free money, people.
Yeah, and it's your money.
It's
go get
yours.
It back. Go get it back.
Don't let the government have it.
Yeah, $1 billion in tax refunds. $1 billion in tax refunds. Now, if you want to win $1 billion, you have your chance. See how that segue? You see what I did there, Megan?
Perfect.
Yeah, so
perfect.
Happening today, another chance to become a multimillionaire. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. It's close to $1 billion after nobody won Saturday's drawing. The jackpot has been growing for more than a few months now. I believe New Year's Day was the last time somebody won this. The prize is now at $975 million, your cash value of $472 million. The next drawing will be tonight at 11, and if nobody wins, we will see it hit $1 billion Wednesday. So, Megan, before we were recording, we started dreaming.
Take me
through it. You check your tickets. You match all, six numbers in the Powerball.
My heart would drop.
Yes, it's fair.
I would, need a second to breathe. I'm sorry. I'm all about the anxiety. I don't like feeling anxious, and I know this is a good thing. And also, it's so easy to get into the trap of actually thinking that you could win. And for some reason, I have not won a raffle in my life. Why do I think that I will win this? I would not know what to do with it, Stephen. And I am sorry about that.
That's okay.
You know what I would do? I've been house hunting. I would make my perfect home.
Build it up.
An architect.
Yeah, go to a builder, sit down, and start having some fun. What do you want in it? How big? You know, what makes sense? That's a good idea.
What about you?
Well, you know, there's always the, I would help other people. So, you know, there's a lot of people
course.
I'd be paying for their kids' college education. So there's that.
Love
but
that.
But for me,
of course,
for what I would be doing, the car collection would grow quite quickly.
Oh, there'd be so you're a car guy.
Quite a few cars. It wouldn't be a lot, but one for each day of the week. What's wrong with... You got your Monday
you
car, your Sunday
you,
car.
Steven.
You know, it's fine. You know,
I
would buy a NASCAR team.
Keep my Nissan Rogue Sport.
No, I'd make you upgrade. Oh. And then I'd buy a NASCAR team.
Whoa!
Because they print money. They're billboards that drive in circles.
Really?
So, oh yeah. Buy a NASCAR team.
So you're looking to make more money off of the money. It's the only way to do it.
Got
to
spend money to make money.
So true.
So, you know, fun things like that.
Yeah.
You know, buy a house, go on some extravagant trips. And I'd plan for an entire year where I would go to every Formula One race.
Wow.
So, not only am I getting...
you wouldn't work here anymore is what I'm hearing.
I could see like some kind of part-time thing we could talk about and work out.
Yeah, you know me because I'm the big boss with all the power.
All right. So if you're going to play, play responsibly. Don't play what you can't afford to lose. But if you're going to play, hey, have fun playing. It'll be good. All right. That's Megan. I'm Steven. We'll see you on your Tuesday here on 5 on 5 and 5.